Now, the rest of the story. Evening was descending over the French battlefield, November 26, 1915. A solitary soldier stalked across the battlefield, leaning into the cold, clammy wind. The day-long rain had dissolved into mist, but the earth was still swampy and huge clumps of mud clung to the soldier's boots. His name was Leonard, and Leonard was fuming. He was furious. He had been sent on a wild goose chase, a pointless, meaningless, dangerous journey over 3 miles of war-torn countryside. He had imagined it an important mission. Otherwise, why risk his life? But the trip had been utterly unnecessary. For nothing, a ridiculous, hazardous detour, a perilous waste of time. Earlier in the day, Leonard had been sitting in a nice, cozy company, one dug out a trench like the rest in the First World War. Leonard had been eating his lunch in the company of a friendly mess orderly, and all was quiet on the front. Then the message arrived, a communique from the corps commander ordering Leonard to report to him. Be at the Rouge Croix crossroads at 3:15, the message said. No reason was given. The Rouge Croix was 3 miles away, 3 miles over soggy terrain upon which enemy shells and stray bullets continually fell. Well, it must be important, Leonard kept telling himself, and he set out on this treacherous trek. Bombs were going off everywhere, one no more than 100 yards behind him. But Leonard kept trudging through the hail of lead and shrapnel. At last he reached the Rouge Croix, but nobody was there. The appointed time had long passed when a solitary staff officer arrived and said sorry. The officer said sorry, but the meeting with the corps commander had been called off. It had been nothing urgent anyway. General Hocking had simply been curious about how things were going at the front. Another day would do. As Leonard returned to his post on foot, he cursed the complacent commander through clenched teeth. How dare he, the soldier thought. Yet when in the darkness Leonard returned to the trench he had vacated, more than 2 hours before, he found it gone. 15 minutes after his departure for the Rouge Croix, a shell had struck the company one dugout, had landed only a few feet from where he had been sitting, eating his lunch. The mess orderly in the trench had been killed instantly, as Leonard would have been. The following day, Leonard wrote what I have just told you to his wife. And he added these words, "Now see from this how vain it is to worry about things," end quote. And from then on, he tried never to worry again. Leonard lived to return home from the First World War and to become a key figure in the Second One. And forever after, people would admire the ironclad confidence of the soldier who had once complained about being sent out of his way. But because he was sent out of his way, he lived to become the world-famous world warrior, Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill. And now you know the rest of the story.